Former Oregon House Majority Leader and three-term Representative Tim Knope says hundreds of people have asked him to run for office, so he agreed to answer that call. He's taking on well-known incumbent Senator Chris Telfer for the District 27 seat. Knope describes himself as a lifelong Reagan conservative.
If you had to point to one thing that you did while you were in session as a state rep, what would that be?
Well, I would actually point to two things, and that would be putting the kicker in the Constitution, which ultimately returned over $1 billion of taxpayers' money to taxpayers, and reforming PERS, which also ultimately saved taxpayers billions of dollars. And so I believe those two things were major accomplishments.
Telfer says she's up for the challenge and welcomes the debate. By the way, both candidates will take part in an informal debate here on 1110 KBND, set for next Tuesday, March 13th, starting at 8 a.m. It's a special hour-long edition of Your Town. Bend Mayor Jeff Eager says he will not seek another term on the city council. The mayor, who was elected to the council in 2008, says he wants to start a family with his new wife and focus on his law practice. Eager says announcing his decision now will allow others to decide whether they want to run or not. Four of Bend's seven city council seats will be up for election on the November ballot. An article in the Bulletin says in addition to Eager's seat, the contested seats are currently held by Tom Green, Jim Clinton, and Kathy Ekman. Deschutes County District Attorney Patrick Flaherty convened a grand jury when County Council Mark Pilliot accidentally released confidential information to the media. The issue was resolved when Pilliot publicly apologized. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has reaction to Flaherty's exoneration.
Now that Patrick Flaherty has been cleared of any wrongdoing in calling the grand jury, he believes Pilliot should face more supervision. County Commissioner Alan Unger disagrees.
You know, there's no love lost between these two individuals, and Patrick has his way of going about things, and he's an elected official, so we will work with him. A lot of this, to me, is about relationships, and, I think we just need to move on.
Unger says county commissioners still hope to meet one-on-one with Flaherty to clear up any lingering problems. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
Taking a look at the sky, recent solar flares could bring the aurora borealis far enough south to be seen in central Oregon. Officials at the Sun River Observatory say take advantage of the opportunity.
So we are looking at the sun, both at the observatory. We also were up at the college, COCC, looking at the sun. We could see the base of the flares. We have some very specialized solar telescopes that allow us to look at storms along the edge of the sun and solar flares and sunspots and what have you.
Observatory manager Bob Grossfield says the sun goes through an 11-year cycle, and we're now beginning the peak of that cycle. He says they'll be at the High Desert Museum this Saturday with one of those solar viewing telescopes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The U.S. Senate yesterday passed a one-year extension of federal timber payments, but counties know that they're not out of the woods on closing their budget gaps. The extension is attached to a federal transportation bill, and the ultimate fate of the full legislation is uncertain. The $346 million tabbed for county payments goes to about 700 counties in 41 states. The largest shares go to Oregon, California, Washington State, Idaho, and Montana. The payments started in the year 2000 to make up for cuts in national forest logging prompted by protections for fish and wildlife. Counties get a share of revenues collected on federal lands. Young farmers complain that red tape and lack of land are the biggest challenges they face right now. A survey of farmers and ranchers aged 18 to 35 was conducted last month in Michigan. Anne Marie Moss with the Oregon Farm Bureau says the survey also had a few bright spots.
Despite the challenges that are inherent to farming and ranching, including just trying to make it with weather, that young farmers and ranchers are very optimistic. Respondees to this survey, 94% said they are better off than they were 5 years ago, and 96% considered themselves lifetime farmers.
Moss says one big challenge cited by Oregon farmers is the availability of farm labor. She explains that many of Oregon's 250 products are very labor-intensive and rely heavily on a strong and consistent workforce. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com. We'll get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110. KBND, depend on us.